Recently, several Midwest states issued warnings about lead contamination from bullets in donated venison. Wisconsin did not issue a warning, but the Department of Natural Resources is taking a closer look at possible lead poisoning of both wildlife and humans. DNR veterinarian Julie Langenberg says donated venison will be tested for lead, along with field samples from hunters.
Look at whether there is any detectable lead in those samples and also make an evaluation of how much risk the presence of lead, if we find some, might pose to people who are consuming that venison.
Some hunters think concern about possible contamination from lead bullets is overblown. Greg Kazmierski helped found the Wisconsin Deer Hunters Coalition and is involved in the Deerland chapter of Safari Club International. He believes other states' warnings and Wisconsin's testing of deer meat might have a chilling effect on donation of venison to pantries, a program that's been operating for 18 years.
It's just been a terrific program. The meat that's provided is organic, high protein, low fat, and free from hormones and antibiotics. You know, the sportsmen can enjoy their time in the field. And we also have to consider managing deer herd.
DNR officials say most of the venison donated to Wisconsin food pantries they checked with has already been eaten. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.